678 days till new halving, fear greed index at 11%, which is extreme fear, and Bitcoin is currently trading at 21.2k. Still trading in the range of 20k support. In the previous year, week, we had some sell-off, and again, some pretty huge one. We had even a fake out below 20k, but again, it got bought up pretty quickly, and currently is trading in a range of 20k, which is the 21.1k to be specific. So the current resistance, pretty major one for us, would be 30k. The current support 20k, so kind of trading in this range. Again, 20k range can be pretty spready, so keep it in mind. Also, on a weekly time frame, RSI is currently oversold, which is again pretty good signal for the upcoming reversal in the next weeks. MACD currently in a red phase, but again, we need one, two more green weekly candles to have some signals of reversal on MACD, but currently we don't have those. So BTC dominance currently sitting at 43.6%, kind of going down. A lot of people are going to the altcoins and also stable coins, which is going in the cash, USDT. Also Ethereum dominance also going down 15.6%, but BNB, which is pretty interesting, is actually going up in the recent crash. So mostly because of the Binance. So Binance during this crash, they all of the pretty much exchanges fired some percentage of the employees due to crash, and also they put a lot of limitations, but Binance is the one that actually withstand pretty a lot of them, and also Binance is, you know, applying with a lot of the government regulations, and they kind of pretty safe as you can compare it to the Coinbase, which is like totally government, totally applying to the SEC, to the all of the government regulations. They even recommending some of the government regulations. So Binance kind of doing the same, so it kind of withstand, but still Coinbase even fire some of the employees. But Binance is getting strong. Same goes, as you can imagine, to the Binance coin, which is BNB, currently sitting at 4.1%. A lot of people buying Binance coin. Also, BNB is currently down roughly 65% compared to the Bitcoin, which is down kind of 70% from all-time highs, and we're not gonna talk about even Ethereum. So yes, BNB is actually performing much better compared to the other coins and and altcoins. So yes, pretty much all TA for today. Let's move to the news. Today we got some huge amount of the news from different areas, and also we got some FUD. Still FUD involved with the Luna. We still got news about Duquan. Oh my god, when it's gonna end? We'll see. So first news are coming from Namibia. Namibian University set to offer master's degree in blockchain technology in the next 2 years. So this is pretty interesting. Also Duquan, again, he's back. So there was, by the way, Luna 2. It went pretty quickly, pretty fast, like it was one day and that thing vanished. So Duquan interview explains he's devastated by Luna collapse. Interestingly, he doesn't say same about Luna 2.0 collapse, and says that there's a difference between failing and fraud. Interesting, very interesting. Also, e-commerce giant eBay acquiring NFT marketplace Known Origin. Again, as you can imagine, all of those crypto companies are going, also NFT company, I mean, technically it's a crypto company, going down in the price pretty fast, and a lot of giants are acquiring, scooping some cheap companies. While we are scooping some cheap bitcoins, they are scooping some cheap companies. I mean, pretty same strategy, but different size, different game, different size of game, I guess. Also, Bitcoin miner capitulation event may have already happened. Investigative work argues that on-chain metrics are proving miners have capitulated, while whales appear to be long Bitcoin deep buyers. So, what is the miner capitulation means? When a miner needs to pay for the electricity, they obviously selling the Bitcoin. But most of the miners are holding Bitcoin because they're waiting for its price to go up. And again, because Bitcoin in the recent weeks, months, was going down, they don't have enough the cash on hands to pay off. So now they need to liquidate some of the positions. Maybe before they were liquidating their own positions, liquidating their own Bitcoins, and still they were in profit. But right now, as you can imagine, they not in a profit to sell even and to have something left. So this is what miner capitulation feels like, by the way. Also, Solana smartphone saga triggers mixed reactions from crypto community. So there was some recent news from Solana. They're making the Android phone. So the Solana team has brought mobile phone to Web3 after revealing Saga, which is the Solana's Android mobile device that will go out with the project's latest stack for Web3 developers, which is called the Solana mobile stack. So the and again, it's pretty mixed news and reactions. The community, mostly because of the recent outage, so the community welcomed the new development with various reactions for comparing the project to Apple and Ethereum to bringing up concerns over Solana's network outages. So about Apple Ethereum, they comparing that Solana is a big threat to Ethereum because Ethereum stays without innovation in years, and Solana is gonna be like Apple of Web3, and obviously concern about outages because of the recent one, start of the June, Solana's price took a dive as the network suffered the fifth outage within the year. So yes, that's pretty a lot of outages. So yeah, that's the type of concerns people having with the Solana. But Solana is kind of going up in the price, as you can imagine after those news. So this is pretty interesting, currently sitting at $40.3 per coin, even above my average, interestingly. Also, Huskinson's, which is the Cardano ADA coin founder, pitches software-enabled crypto self-regulation to Congress. Again, if government would be, he's trying to make government more pro-crypto. He knows that eventually there gonna be regulations, but he's trying to bring more crypto, pro-crypto points of views and pro-crypto vibes. Let's just say, like, they in government. Also, he's making pretty interesting point, which is, I feel like, sounds pretty good. Hoskinson feels regulations for the crypto industry should be defined better, but compliance should come from an industry itself, not from regulatory authorities, which is makes sense because again, crypto people that is in a crypto like Hoskinson's, the founders, developers of Bit project like Vitalik Buterin, Hoskinson's, even Solana's founders. Again, you should also ask their type of opinion and what they think. Again, having more points of views is better, and especially when those type of people is the one that actually making those coins and making the market, let's just say like that. And we coming back to the FUD. So crypto worth 100 million was stolen from Horizon Bridge. So the Horizon Bridge is a blockchain bridge allowing assets to be used across Ethereum, BNB, and Harmony blockchain. And the bridge is run by the Harmony blockchain project. So on June, which was yesterday, somebody was able to steal assets from the bridge that they then converted to more than 85,000 Ethereum. The stolen funds are notionally valued at almost $100 million, assuming the thief can cash them out successfully. Hours after attack, most of the funds remained in a thief's wallet and had not yet been laundered. So again, we're gonna see if this is the white hacker, which is the type of the hackers that fa trying to find the exploits. They like stealing money, then they giving back those money with some smaller rewards, but eventually they giving back those money. Or it's just a black hacker, which is the one that completely stealing all of the monies and it's gone. Obviously hoping for a white hacker. Also, Ontario Security Commission, which is the OCC, settles with Bybit, but bans and fines KuCoin for security violations. So, Ontario Security Commission accused crypto trading platform Bybit and KuCoin of operating unregistered platforms and offering unregistered security to Ontario investors. So, Bybit, by the way, they also fined Bybit, but Bybit opted to settle with the OCC. So they settled with the OCC. They got fined 2.5 million Canadian dollars and has begun working with the OCC to become compliant. So this type of problem for the Bybit, this problem kind of solved, but for the KuCoin it's not. So OCC accused KuCoin of not complying with the investigation and permanently banned the exchange from operating in Ontario. So the OCC also levied a two Canadian million dollar fine against the exchange. So KuCoin is not trying to settle and they not settling, and as you can imagine now they're gonna be banned from Ontario, which is pretty sad. Also, Voyager Digital, or not, who knows. Voyager Digital reduces withdrawals limit after reporting $660 million exposure to Three Arrows Capital, which is the hedge fund capital hedge fund crypto hedge fund. So Voyager Digital disclosed that they had loaned $350 million in stablecoin and 15,000 Bitcoin, which is the around 300 million, to Three Arrows Capital, which is the crypto hedge fund that could not meet its margin calls amidst the crypto downturn, which happened in the recent weeks and months. And also they had some exposure to the Terra Luna, which technically, if you own some Terra Luna coins, it's like completely vanished. So as you can imagine, hedge funds even getting over leveraged there, they were over leveraged, and also now they're getting margin calls, and now some of the hedge funds are trying to save another hedge funds, and now these hedge funds are getting margin called because they don't have cash. So again, stay out of the leverage. Have some cash laying around in your portfolio for especially events like this, and be careful because again, margin call will completely vanish your portfolio. So yeah, it's pretty much all news TA for today. Obviously hoping for a nice quick reversal. Again, 20K, pretty nice range to scoop some cheap shares, cheap sats. So yeah.